they attack, they arrested two suspected insurgents who they say were carrying 72 bombs. A police official says the two had planned to hide the bombs in a mostly Shiite city set to explode when the polls opened tomorrow morning as Iraqis select 275 members of a new parliament. The president of Iraq asked his people today to make tomorrow a national celebration, a day of national unity and victory over terrorism. As many as 15 million Iraqis will choose members of the new parliament from among thousands of candidates. The Iraqi borders have been closed, ballots distributed, tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers and police are in their places to guard polling stations. U.S. troops and sniffer dogs checking the polling places. The Americans are going to play a backup role. Almost every U.S. combat soldier will be on alert tomorrow to help if needed. There could be new troubles ahead for supporters of making the Patriot Act permanent, even though the House approved a renewal of a modified version of the anti-terrorism law. It's facing a potential filibuster in the Senate. And the Senate's top Republican, Bill Frist, is looking into just a one-year extension of the current law. Supporters of the modified bill say the changes are needed to better protect against terrorism. Opponents warn it gives police too much power to investigate the private lives of American citizens. Governor Mitt Romney will not be running for re-election next year in Massachusetts, reportedly. The source familiar with Romney's plan says he will not seek a second term. But the source says that doesn't necessarily mean Romney will run for president in 2008. But Romney declared earlier this year he was testing the waters for a White House run. Mitt Romney's been traveling to early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire and has been spreading campaign cash around the country. Allegations that DuPont hid information about the dangers of a toxic chemical used in the manufacture of Teflon will be costing the chemical giant millions. Environmental Protection Agency officials say DuPont has agreed to pay $10.25 million in fines, another $6.25 million for environmental projects. They're saying the settlement is the largest civil administrative penalty that the EPA has obtained under any federal environmental law. This is Air America Radio News.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
To discuss an issue of vital importance to the American people, and that is victory in the war on terror.
You know, I hate it when you start the program like that, Kathy, because somebody just flipping through the dial and they hit a station that carries this program and they hear that. And that powerful music by Pink Floyd, by way of the Royal Philharmonic, and they think, oh, good, a real American's about to begin his program. Well, I am a real American, there's no question about it, but you know how they have bastardized and polluted that term. An abbreviated program tonight, Truth Seeker. We have to get out of the studio by midnight Eastern time because we have an ice, sleet, whatever, storm heading for us here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, and trust me, you don't want to be here when we have these periodic sleet storms. So the program is 2 hours long tonight, live, and then the third hour will be a rebroadcast of our first hour from last night. Is that correct, Kathy? Okay. As we were sitting here in the studio, we usually have about 5 or 10 minutes before the program begins where Kathy and I sit here, the kids asleep, so we review what we're going to be talking about and kind of check in with the news channels just to see if there's been any breaking event that we should tap into. And tonight we noticed how difficult it's getting to find actual news on the cable news channels in the evening, well, during the day, too. CNN is covering some tidbit in the old Jeffrey McDonald murder case. Is that the Green Beret guy from Raleigh, North Carolina, from 1972 or 3, for God's sake? And on MSNBC, Rita Cosby is doing some kind of expose on the lives of porn stars? There are elections in Iraq tomorrow. That 2,200 Americans, according to Bush, have died to bring about. And yet, Larry King and Rita Cosby are going to talk about porn stars and a Green Beret who hacked his family to death and blamed it on hippies 40 years, 35 years ago. Jesus, God. Oh. I don't know. All right, so as soon as I announce that we're only going to be here 2 hours live, our New York bureau chief, Therese, emails and says, a little ice, wimps. No, you don't understand. Down here, and Therese knows this, our New York bureau chief knows this, she did her time in Atlanta, she knows this, we don't have sand and salt trucks down here. Down here we have Bibles. When the storm hits, you get out your Bible. Now, what you do with it is up to you. You can chain it to your tire, or you can pray, but you take your life in your hand when you get on the interstates or the secondary roads here in North Georgia.
And you can't find a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk for about a 100-mile radius, like everybody all of a sudden wants to hoard milk and bread as if somehow that's going to protect them from the evil storm that's coming.
This is the South, Kathy. Get used to it. You were born here.
I'm not exactly proud of this facet. And then people, this is the last I'm going to say about it. The people who just know they can't drive in it, so they just stop their cars on the streets and just get out.
That's right.
And they leave their vehicle in the middle of the road.
With Bibles
strapped. Everywhere.
Bibles strapped to the tires, I know. Jerry in Madison, Wisconsin sent me an email last night. Mike, I just wanted to know if you all heard anything about the internet cafes that the troops use to send messages and contact their families via the internet. On Laura Flanders' program over the weekend, a man came on and said he had just gotten off the phone with his son in Iraq, who told him that Halliburton had taken over the internet cafes, and now they have to pay something like $5 an hour to use the internet. Jerry writes, now I don't know about anyone else, but I think this is just more showing of ungratitude from the government and Dick Cheney's little sham company that does nothing to help, only hurt. I would be curious, Jerry writes, to know how others feel about this new ordeal for our troops who are defending this great land in which we live. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. That is, it's typical, but it's also vile. Neil Bortz is based here in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a right-wing neo-Nazi racist talk show host. He's been on the air here in Atlanta for, 40 years. I think Neil's approaching 70. He's just an evil old bastard. And the older he gets, the nastier he gets. He has two themes. The government takes too much of his paycheck in taxes, and the Negroes are lazy, chuckle-headed freaks that ought to be sent back to Africa. Those are the only two themes he has. Now, he states the first one as blatantly as I did, but he couches the second theme in kind of garbled, coded right-wing language so as not to piss off the advertisers here in Georgia and the 20 or 30 stations that he's on around the country. Now, what he had on his website the other day is, I think it's a clear indication. Bortz had predicted that riots would erupt in Los Angeles following the execution of Stanley Williams. And what he said was, if Schwarzenegger did not grant clemency, Bortz posted at his website, quote, there are a lot of aspiring rappers and NBA superstars who could really use a nice flat-screen television right now. And he went on to say, Schwarzenegger knows full well that as soon as Tukey's death is announced, there will be riots in South Central and elsewhere. There are thugs just waiting for an excuse, not a reason, an excuse. The rioting, of course, will lead to wide-scale looting. There are a lot of aspiring rappers and NBA superstars who could really use a nice flat-screen TV right now. They're just looking for an excuse, not a reason, an excuse. And then he had a poll question for the pissants that go to his site that said, is it worth it to commute Tukey's sentence to life in prison if it saves L.A. from rioting? Now, that was a couple days ago, December 12th. Yesterday, he posted, okay, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Bortz informed readers that Williams, quote, was put to a much-deserved death last night and that there was no rioting in L.A., Bortz went on to acknowledge that everyone's flat-screen TV and iBox, whatever that is, seems to be safe for now. Then he added this. Bortz added this. Someone correctly opined yesterday that it was too cold in L.A. for riots right now. And then he posted this question at his website. Why do you think there were no riots in L.A. after Tukey Williams was executed? And the two answers that were offered as a choice, A, it's too cold in L.A. right now, B, there was no perceived injustice in the execution of Williams. Bortz is a pig. He's just an absolute pig. I used to get up, before I came to work for Air America, I used to get up on Thursday mornings at 5 o'clock in the morning so that I could do a 3 or 4 or 5 minute bit with Bortz on CNN. You know, one of those right-wing, left-wing crapola segments that these talk networks, news networks so-called, are so enamored of. And we both get down. This is when I got to know kind of Darren Kagan. This is before she started blinking Limbaugh. And so I would meet Bortz down there sometimes in the makeup room. Bortz has very smooth skin because he's always been, kind of overweight and very, very, very bald. I, on the other hand, am wrinkled up like an old prune, very prematurely, I might add. So we would get into the makeup room. The goal for me was to try to cover up some of the wrinkles. The goal for Bortz was to try to cut down on the glare that would shine off of his head. And I've known Bortz for 25 years, and I hate to admit that. I don't go for a drink with him. I don't call him up. I've got some stories on Bortz that when I finally write a book, I'm going to put them in there because they are just absolutely hysterical. You know the one I'm talking about particularly, don't you, Kathy? But he's just a slimy, evil son of a bitch. He makes more money than, well, he doesn't make as much money as Sean Hannity, but he makes an enormous amount of money, and he still bitches and complains. But this is a guy who would have fit right in South Africa in the 70s or 80s. He makes a lot of money reassuring his right-wing white male audience that racism is an honorable enterprise, and let's make fun of the Negroes. He is really disgusting.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3. Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner, or go to aclu.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Twenty-one past the hour, Associated Press is now reporting that Bob Novak, the right-wing columnist who works for the Sun-Times, and I haven't seen him on CNN since it became clear that he is one of the people involved in a treasonous act against our intelligence agencies. Can we stop a second? I'm getting some mighty feedback in my headset of music. I don't know where it's coming from. Okay. Well, if anybody out there listening to the program can hear that, we apologize. We have no idea where that's coming from. There it's gone. Where was I? Novak says he is certain that Bush knows who leaked Valerie Plame's name. Novak said the public should... Novak's words, quote, bug the president as to whether he should reveal who the source is, end quote. Now, this Novak's remarks were reported in the Raleigh News and Observer, and it came during a question and answer session yesterday after a speech sponsored by the John Locke Foundation, which is another one of these cockroach-infested conservative think tanks. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat in New York, on hearing about this, urged Bush to go ahead and identify Novak's source. Or Schumer suggested Bush say he doesn't know who it is and, that Novak's a liar. Schumer said in a letter to Bush, quote, you're in a position to clear this matter up quickly. Unlike Mr. Novak, who can claim an interest in maintaining the confidentiality of the sources, there's no similar privilege arguably preventing you from sharing information. Schumer went on to say, you have repeatedly suggested that you would like to get to the bottom of this affair. At one point in 2004, you even suggested that anyone who was involved in leaking the name of the covert CIA operative would be fired. Well, that's very cute on Chuck Schumer's part, and it's triply cute on the part of Bob Novak. But if anyone thinks Bush is going to, you know, sit down for the TV cameras or for anything and say... Okay, I'll tell you. Come on, get real. The House has voted to renew the USA Patriot Act with a couple of changes. It makes it even more antithetical to liberty and democracy and freedom. They did that today, sent the bill to the Senate. Opponents there are pledging a last-ditch fight against provisions that liberals say would curtail individual liberty. The vote in the House was 251 in favor of continuing this assault on liberty, freedom, and democracy in this country. 251 in favor, 174 against. 44 Democrats joined 207 Republicans. 44 Democrats. Bush urged any delay in the Senate not to do it. He urged the Senate, come on, sign it. Bush said, Patriot Act is essential to fighting the war on terror and preventing our enemies from striking America again. How? Chuckle nuts. In the war on terror, we can't afford to be without this law for a single moment. Why? chuckle nuts. Republicans, of course, say the country will be vulnerable if the Patriot Act is not renewed. No, the country is vulnerable as long as this psychopath is in the Oval Office and his crime family continues to set U.S. foreign and domestic policy. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? Matthew Rothschild, writing in the Progressive today, mentioned something we talked about, coincidentally, the other night, about Bush acknowledging that his Iraq war has taken a large toll on the Iraqi people. But, of course, he acted, remember, he acted like it was no big deal. Remember the question? The question from one of the audience members, since the inception of the Iraqi war, I'd like to know the approximate total of Iraqis who've been killed. And Bush answered, how many Iraqi citizens have died in this war? I'd say 30,000, more or less, have died as a result of the initial incursion and the ongoing violence. We've lost 2,140 of our own troops. Now, of course, he severely underestimated the total number of Iraqi dead and lied about the total number of American dead. But aside from that, because that's what the son of a bitch does, he's a liar. Remember that Johns Hopkins study from November a year ago in The Lancet, the British medical journal, put the death toll above 100,000. But Bush acted as if this number was totally acceptable. Rothschild quotes David Sirota, who noted Bush in the very next breath made a joke as he interrupted the next questioner to say, I'll repeat the question. If I don't like it, I'll make it up. And the White House transcript reads, laughter and applause. That is the definition of obscenity. To segue from the deaths of 30,000 Iraqis, 2,140 U.S. soldiers, to a poor attempt at humor is to reveal a callousness on the part of George Bush that's astonishing. And as Rothschild writes today, what will it take for Bush to grasp the meaning and the magnitude of 2,140 dead U.S. soldiers and 30,000 dead Iraqis or more? What will it take? Well, to David Sirota and Matthew Rothschild, I just say, you guys are still asking questions that you would address to a normal human being. And I can understand that, but Bush is not normal. He's George Bush.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken. Because I know you love chicken. And who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany. And I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Are you in debt?
Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, the day before Iraq's elections tomorrow, Bush took the stage again today for his fourth and final speech on his glorious plans for Iraq and why it has been necessary to butcher 100,000 Iraqis and to send thousands of American soldiers to death and disfigurement and destruction for the rest of their lives. So he was giving his fourth speech today, and
the news media this evening, the television news media, were just breathless in reporting that Bush struck a tone of realism and acknowledged that his decision to invade Iraq was based in part on faulty intelligence. And as a continuation of the lie, that's just another lie. It was not faulty intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence, with quotes around the word intelligence. Bush is a liar. He's a corrupt, degenerate, murderous liar. And it was astonishing to me to watch Bob Schieffer on CBS News tonight, the lead story, with what I interpret as a look of wonderment. I have to be careful here because I kind of believe that Bob Schieffer is an honorable man, even though he is in the news business, the television news business. But it appeared to be a look of wonderment, of deep respect that his fellow Texan, George W. Bush, would acknowledge that the war was based on false intelligence. Bob Schieffer, no, it wasn't, and you know it wasn't. You're older than I am. You're older than Bush. You've been around for a long time. You're an intelligent man, and you know damn good and well what the war was based on. Bob, it was based on false, manufactured lies. I won't even use the word intelligence. It was a put-up job, and you know it, Mr. Schieffer. You know it as well as I do. So let's stop the wide-eyed wonderment about what this pig said when he spoke at the Woodrow Wilson Center today. Yes, he's a pig. Let's listen to what he said. We got a couple of sound bites here. It took him nearly a full minute to invoke 9/11 on today's presentation. He must not be feeling well, huh? Here's some Peter Fever splattered into his comments to get us started.
I've come to discuss an issue of vital importance to the American people.
What's that?
And that is victory in the war on terror.
Yeah!
September 11, 2001, our nation awoke to a sudden attack, and we accepted new responsibilities. We are confronting new dangers with firm resolves.
Oh, good.
We're hunting down the terrorists and their supporters. We will fight this war without wavering, and we will prevail.
We're hunting down the terrorists. Oh, Jesus. Kathy, when you do these sound bites, please eliminate the applause. It makes me think I'm in Nazi Germany in the mid-30s. Just please. We're hunting down the terrorists and their supporters. Yeah, yeah, George. You don't have to look any further than the Project for New American Century and your buddies in the Oval Office, right? Still trying to link 9/11 to Iraq. Yeah, it's the Hitlerian concept and the Stalinist concept. Repeat the lie often enough, and eventually the dumbasses in the country that you're exploiting come to believe it. Just keep repeating it over and over and over and over again, no matter what. No matter the evidence, no matter the truth, no matter anything. Just keep repeating the lie. Took him 40 seconds today to say 9/11 three times. I'm telling you, he's slipping.
We saw the future that terrorists intend for our nation on that fateful morning of September the 11th, 2001. That day we learned that vast oceans and friendly neighbors are no longer enough to protect us. September the 11th changed our country. It changed the policy of our government. We adopted a new strategy to protect the American people. We would hunt down the terrorists wherever they hide. September the 11th also changed the way I viewed threats like Saddam Hussein. We saw the destruction terrorists could cause with airplanes loaded with jet fuel. We imagined destruction they could cause with even more powerful weapons.
We saw the destruction terrorists could cause with airplanes loaded with jet fuel, and we imagined the destruction they could cause with even more powerful weapons, if the imaginary weapons were actually there. Right, Bush? Imagine is right, considering Iraq had nothing. He says we adopted a new strategy after September 11th to protect the American people. No, you didn't, you lying bastard. No, you didn't. We're not protected. You've made us more vulnerable. You sexed up some fake intelligence and launched an attack on Iraq instead of going after bin Laden and the Saudis, who you claim, the government claims, were responsible for the attack. Why didn't you go after the Saudis? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. The Saudis are your business partners, as is the Bin Laden family. You evil man. You filthy, filthy evil man, you. Jesus. So, old Chuckle Nuts' approval ratings increased a few points over the past few days, and they've fallen again, below 40%, and the media suddenly backs off him, right? A four-point blip up, and media just immediately scrambles. You saw Brian Williams the other night walking around Bush with his hands cupped around his privates, you know, as if he were waiting for Bush to drop kick him right in the scrotum. It was just unbelievable. I don't know why the media is getting all excited over the fact that Bush finally admitted that some of the pre-attack intelligence was wrong. And it wasn't wrong. It was a lie. It was manufactured. Come on. What's wrong with these people? Now, we talked about this. We told you. You told me. Media didn't find their spine. Media are pigs and whores. As soon as there's a blip up, they run for cover again. Ah, well, he admitted today. Oh, he's such a mensch. He admitted he came on. Oh, he was on television today and admitted that the intelligence was wrong. And he took responsibility because, you know, he's a wartime president. Disgusting. It's sick. It really is sick. Forget this nonsense about the intelligence was wrong. It was deliberately manufactured, made up. And the really awful part in this statement is the fact that Bush admits his murderous attack was still justified despite the lack of intelligence on the weapons claims and mushroom clouds and all the other nonsense his posse was claiming. So he attacked an innocent nation for no reason. And weak and stupid says he'd do it all over again. He's a madman. And the press gives him a pass, even applauds his apparent honesty. Oh, Jesus, we are so through the looking glass.
It is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
Manipulated!
As president, I'm responsible for the decision to go into Iraq. And I'm also responsible for fixing what went wrong by reforming our intelligence capabilities.
Oh,
and we're doing just that.
Yes, amen.
At the same time, we must remember that an investigation after the war by Chief Weapons Inspector Charles Dolfer found that Saddam was using the UN Oil for Food program to influence countries and companies in an effort to undermine sanctions.
What?
With the intent of restarting his weapons programs.
What?
Once the sanctions collapsed and the world looked the other way.
Liar!
Given Saddam's history and the lessons of September the 11th, my decision to remove Saddam Hussein was the right decision.
He stands there and lies. Just with not the least hesitation. Charles Dwelfair found no such thing. What Charles Dwelfair found, and I think Dwelfair's investigation was, what, the 5th, 20th, 80th? What he found, that there was nothing there. Oh, yeah, he did find that Saddam was taking advantage of the system through corrupt businessmen in France, England, Germany, Russia, and the United States to pocket more of his country's money. Saddam is an evil pissant. He should have been turned over to his people the way Mussolini was turned over to his. Bush, you're such a liar. You're such a liar. Oh, my God. And the media just lets him, oh, well, there's a four-point blip up, mate. What do you expect us to do? He's back up to 40%. When his approval rating is 36%, we'll jump all over him. But, Mike, what do you expect us to do? It's back up to 40%. We can't do anything when it's that high. Listen to this cretin as he claims his goal in Iraq is to bring them democracy. And that this goal hasn't changed. Is he kidding? This must be the 47th goal in Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction. A repressive regime. Brutal dictator gassed his own people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for dim sum to claim that the goal has never changed is such an outrageous and obvious lie, it's hard to believe that Peter Fever wrote it for him.
We've adapted our tactics. We have fixed what was not working.
We have?
And we have listened to those who know best. Our military commanders and the Iraqi people.
Yeah, okay.
Our tactics continue to change, but our goal in Iraq has not changed. a free and democratic Iraq. I strongly believe a democratic Iraq is a crucial part of our strategy to defeat the terrorists. Because only democracy can bring freedom and reconciliation to Iraq and peace to this troubled part of the world.
Wrong again.
Our efforts to advance freedom in Iraq are driven by our vital interests and our deepest beliefs.
And again.
America was founded on the principle that all men are created equal. And we believe that the people of the Middle East desire freedom as much as we do.
Total non sequitur there.
History has shown that free nations are peaceful nations. And as Iraqi democracy takes hold, Iraqi citizens will have a stake in a common and peaceful future.
Oh, Jesus. A free and democratic Iraq? No. It's going to be an Iraq run by the mullahs. It's going to be an extension of Iran, thanks to your murderous efforts to destabilize and destroy the country. Come on, George. You're dumber than a sack full of doorknobs, but do you think all of us are? As John Murtha said today in response to this speech, the only reason a nation should send troops into battle and instigate a war is to protect America. And when was Iraq a threat to America? Huh? Huh, George?
You'll see him in your head on a TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it up. Oh, he's a goat, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his race.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that will be, that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
No, you're not trying to see how many used cars you can sell in a calendar month, George. Your goals of death and destruction. Speaking of which, he brings up, this is our last clip of this thug tonight, but he brings up and exploits the service of yet another young man. This one's name is Ryan McLaughlin, a person he sent to kill or be killed for no reason. I'm getting so sick. I mean, gut-level sick. I mean, enraged sick of his use and abuse of our troops. Aren't you? I mean, how could you not be? It turns my stomach.
2 years after the attacks of September the 11th, the young man who had the world at his feet came home from Stanford for a visit. He told his dad, "I just don't feel like I'm doing something that matters. I want to serve my country. I want to protect our land from terrorists, so I joined the Marines." Ryan was killed last month fighting the terrorists near the Iraq-Syrian border.
Yeah, get the story right.
In his pocket was a poem that Ryan had read at his high school graduation, and it represented the spirit of this fine Marine. The poem was called, "Don't Quit." In our fight to keep America free, we'll never quit. We've lost wonderful Americans like Ryan McLaughlin. We cherish the memory of each one. We pray the loved ones, pray for the loved ones they've left behind, and we count it a privilege to be citizens of a country they serve. We also honor them by acknowledging that their sacrifices brought us to this moment, the birth of a free and sovereign Iraqi nation that will be a friend of the United States and a force for good in a troubled region of the world.
So that's it? That's it, you murderous bastard? All these wonderful Americans are dead? Oh, yeah, and thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians are dead. And all the wounded and maimed human beings, Iraqis and Americans, and all the depleted uranium scattered all over the country. And for what? No weapons of mass destruction? No threat to his neighbors? Damn sure no threat to the United States. So what noble cause are we killing and dying for and wrecking our global image and our economy? What are we sending our young people into a combat zone for an Iraqi constitution they don't even want? Oh, you bastard. Oh, you bastard. And you're saying it's worth that? The death of Ryan McLaughlin is worth the establishment of 14 or 15 military bases in Iraq to give us clear access to the Caspian Sea oil and protect Israel? You're saying that's why this young man was sent to his death? Well, no, that's not what you're saying. You're lying, as you always do, because you're a liar. And what did you call our own U.S. Constitution? Huh? According to Doug Thompson at Capitol Hill Blue, goddamn piece of paper, didn't you? Huh? Is that true? Did Doug Thompson make it up? Is that nonsense? You didn't really say it? We're supposed to believe that you value the foundations of democracy in Iraq when you curse them here? Huh? When you say we've lost wonderful Americans like Ryan McLaughlin, Bush, do you understand what you're saying? We haven't lost anybody. What do you mean lost? They're not lost, they're dead! And you sent them to their deaths. And you have the absolute audacity to say in the next sentence, we cherish the memory of each one of these dead Americans. Cherish the memory. You can't name one single American who's died in that conflict unless somebody hands you a piece of paper with the name written down. How many of the funerals you've been to, you murderous dictator? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Dear God.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Not since Iraqi WMDs has there been a bogus news story more loved by the conservative media than the quote-unquote war on Christmas. So complete is their martyrdom-like passion for this myth that you'd think we lived in a time when Christians were regularly being fed to Colosseum lions. Therefore, while I personally rather like the holiday, I feel duty-bound to provide their empty, over-the-top rhetoric with some ammo. Here are my two fave battles against Christmas. Corporate America's year-end decisions to reduce health and pension benefits to boost their annual earnings statements. Would Santa threaten to open a factory in Shanghai to bring the elf union to the negotiating table? What could be more bah humbug than the news that Daddy can never afford to retire? This Scrooge-like practice should be banned. Christmas office parties. Sure, they seem fun, but nothing spells sexual harassment lawsuit like an open bar mistletoe and the prospect of spending the holidays alone or with an angry spouse. I think this is one area where Bill O'Reilly and I can agree. Christmas office parties should be banned. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for The Nation. For more, go to thenation.com.
What a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Novak on Bush and the CIA leak case. Columnist Bob Novak, who first published the identity of covert CIA officer Valerie Plame, says he is confident that George Bush knows who leaked Plame's name. Novak said he'd be amazed if Bush did not know the source's identity, and he says the public should bug the president as to whether he should reveal who the source is. Novak's remarks, reported in the Raleigh, North Carolina News and Observer, came during a question-and-answer session after a speech sponsored by a conservative think tank. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer is urging Bush to identify Novak's source or to say that he does not know who it is. George Bush said today much of the intelligence he used to justify war in Iraq was bad, and he says it's his job to fix what went wrong. He told a think tank in Washington he's doing that. Despite the mistakes, though, Bush says the world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power in Iraq. Police are enforcing a traffic ban in Baghdad. Iraq's borders are closed. The election tomorrow, electing 275 members of a new Iraqi parliament. Sunni militant groups say they're promising not to attack the polling places. U.S. military officials say just about every combat troop in the country will be on alert. The House today voted to renew a modified Patriot Act, but it faces a possible filibuster in the Senate, where Democrats and some Republicans say that it tramples on civil liberties. George Bush says the U.S. can't afford a single moment without the law. Many of the provisions of the Patriot Act expire at the end of the year unless they do something to extend it. The Republican chairman of a House panel investigating the Hurricane Katrina response has refused to subpoena White House documents. But Congressman Tom Davis says the Pentagon will be subpoenaed for Katrina records if it doesn't act immediately. A Democratic lawmaker from Louisiana says we won't get those documents if we don't subpoena them. It may be another sign that Romney is not going to run. It will be running for president in 2008. He's not going to run for governor again in Massachusetts. The source is saying that Romney will not run, but it doesn't necessarily mean he'll run for president in 2008. Last year's flu bug killed a lot of children in America very quickly. Government researchers say one-third of the 153 American kids killed by the flu during the 2003-2004 season were dead within 3 days of getting sick. Many were perfectly healthy before they got the flu. As a result, the CDC experts say researchers don't have any identifiable risk factors to show that these children would have influenza complications. They say the mortality rate highest among kids younger than 6 months of age, children too young to get a flu vaccine. So they're saying the only way to protect these children is to vaccinate their parents or caregivers. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Seekers. Again, an abbreviated program tonight. In about 54 minutes, we're out of here because of the sleet or ice or whatever storm is heading into the foothills of the North Georgia mountains here. We've had enough experience with this to know that you get off the street, off the roads, as quickly as possible. So it's starting to freeze out there now, right, Kathy? The rain has started and the sleet's on, blah, blah, blah. So the third hour of the program tonight will be a rebroadcast of last night's first hour. One other quote from Chuckle Nuts yesterday. I don't have the, I've got the quote written out in front of me here. We don't have it on disc. But when he spoke in Philadelphia yesterday, one of the quotes that we missed is this. And yet, 60 years ago, my dad fought against the Japanese. Many of your relatives did as well. They were the sworn enemy of the United States. I find it amazing. I don't know if you find it amazing. I found it amazing that I sit down with this guy, the Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi, strategizing about how to make the world a more peaceful place when my dad and others fought him. Jesus. That's what he said. And my dad and others fought him. This man is so abysmally stupid. You know, ignorant is curable. Stupid is terminal. There were three articles today that caught my eye. One by Stephen Pizzo, writing at News for Real. Another one, Helen Thomas, writing, I saw it in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer here. And the third one, E.J. Dionne in the Washington Post. And the theme of all three is pretty much the same. It's a theme that I typed a few lines about at the blog site, airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. And that's about Democrats, the retreat and defeat Democrats, is how Stephen Pizzo puts it. I just want to quote a few lines here, and then I think we're going to go to your phone calls. Stephen starts out by saying, maybe we need a new party since the party that claims to support us has given up any pretense of actual opposition to Bush's war or anything else. Before I go on, I mean, this is a theme. I know it pisses off some of you hardcore Democrats, and I'm sorry. There's nobody who listens to this program could be more of a hardcore Democrat than I am. Nobody. And that's why the current Democratic, the congressional Democratic leadership turns my stomach in the House and the Senate. You know, in my head, the jury's still out on Dean. And there are members of the Democratic Party. Most of them reside in the Congressional Black Caucus. who are fighting tooth and nail. Not all, but most. But the National Democrats, well, Stephen Pizzo says, for once the Republican attack machine has described the Democratic Party perfectly. Retreat and defeat. It's what Democrats are all about now. I'm not talking about the Democrats' position, if they had one, on Bush's fool's errand of a war in Iraq. I'm talking about how Democrats have flatly refused to stand and fight the war here at home, the war for America's own democracy. Democrats remind me of that group of kids in every grammar school whose members were not smart enough to be dorks and are tough enough to be knuckle-dragging jocks. They're stuck in a social vacuum of sorts. Every now and then, one of them gets some backbone and declares he's going to show those jocks. To which his frustrated friends eagerly egg him on, so he tosses an insult or a rock at the school thugs, who of course immediately counterattack. His friends desert him, leaving him screaming, "It was an accident, honest, I didn't mean it!" After which the thugs would beat the crap out of him anyway. Asked about recent comments where Dean trashed Republicans as evil and said House Majority Leader Tom DeLay belongs in jail, Senator Joe Biden told ABC's This Week, quote, "He doesn't speak for me with that kind of rhetoric, and I don't think he speaks for the majority of Democrats," end quote. And responding to Dean's initial remark, former vice presidential candidate John Edwards said Dean, quote, "is not the spokesman for the party. Dean is a voice. I don't agree with it." That's today's Democrats. That's what they're about. John Murtha, one of the few truly tough guys in the Democratic Party, when he wants to be, he's a right-winger. He's in the Democratic Party. He stood up and said it out loud, "Get out of Iraq now." That's what Murtha said. I'm sure Murtha didn't wake up that morning and decide to hold a news conference. He almost certainly ran his idea past his fellow party members, and from what I hear, they replied, "Sure, John, go ahead, we're right behind you." So when Murtha stepped forward alone and fired off that rock, Republicans did what Republicans do best. They attacked. Poor John turned to rally his troops, but they were long gone. Many of these Democrats were clustered for cover around CNN microphones, declaring as loudly as they could, "Murtha, he's not with me. I hardly know the guy. Oh yeah, John's a brave American, no one questions that, but he doesn't speak for me or most other Democrats on this one." Hillary Clinton said she respects Murtha, the Vietnam vet and hawkish ex-Marine who last week called for an immediate troop pullout, but she added, quote, "I think that would cause more problems for us in America," end quote. Oh, you pack of quisling cowards. Run away. Run away. Retreat and defeat. Article goes on. You can find it at alternet.org. But it's not a topic that we haven't talked about on this program. But I cannot believe somebody as vile as Bush, someone who has taken the nation to a war based on lies, someone who continues the murder of innocent people, whether they're soldiers or Iraqi civilians, and the Democrats can't find their voice. Jesus. CNN is on live with their boy, 360 boy. What's his name? Huh? Anderson Cooper. They've got him live in Iraq. I guess all the cable anchors are going to be live in Iraq until they're possibly dead in Iraq. But Anderson Cooper is live in Iraq, and they went to commercials right before the commercials. Breaking news, explosions in Ramadi and Baghdad. I thought the cities were sealed off. I thought the Coalition of the Willing, led by the U.S. military, had sealed off all these cities. I saw some video today. There was very little moving on the streets of Baghdad, a soccer game in the middle of one of the major streets. Well, today is the day that they ratify what Bush refers to in this country, according to Doug Thompson, as that goddamn piece of paper, you know, their constitution. Weak and stupid sure loves the democracy, doesn't he? Patriot Act, torture memos, works around the Geneva Convention, refuses to disclose documents to Congress, secret energy meetings. That's democracy? Oh, please. Oh, Jesus. So the Democrats sit back on their butts, and just let this continue. 47 Democrats today, Kathy, signed on with these Republicans to extend the USA Fascist Act that is described as the USA Patriot Act. No, it's not. Anyone who signs onto that document is not a patriot. They are a traitor. They're a traitor to the people who founded this country. They're a traitor to every single American soldier who's ever had his, who's ever been killed in combat back in the day when we truly used to fight for democracy and freedom. 47 quisling, sneaky, suck-ass Democrats signed on with these Republicans. They did it again. They keep doing it to us, don't they? They keep doing it to us, these Democrats. Well, I said about 6-7 months ago, I'll be a Democrat until I suck in my last breath, but I will no more contribute to the Democratic Party, nor will I do anything to see any of these quisling Democrats reelected whatsoever. I will work, I will do everything I can to see they're defeated. If you're a Democrat and you're running in a primary against some of these Democratic bastards, give me a call. I'd love to put you on. Contact our producer. I'll put you on. I'll give you as much airtime as you want. I hate these Democrats. I hate them worse than the Republicans. Because the Democrats say, they say that they stand for the party I believe in, and they're liars.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. Let's do some telephone calls here. Let's start with Bob, who has called in from Long Island, New York. Bob, welcome to the program.
Mike Malloy?
Yes, it is. Hi, Bob.
Oh, I'm a little nervous. I know I only have 3 minutes, so I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible.
Okay.
Given that this is your place of business, evidenced by every time you smack down a right-wing suck-up who attempts to disrupt your show, and given that you have to expedite tonight's show because of an approaching ice storm in your area, mm-hmm. I have a preliminary business proposition for you.
Okay, let her rip.
Thank you. it's preliminary in the sense that, for the sake of brevity on air, I would probably have to email you and Kathy a few diagrams and very quick summaries of what will be covered. But it's to pique your interest, bring you up to speed, and smooth out the presentation. And my question to you, Mike Malloy, is this. What was that?
I have probably Department of Homeland Security, but go ahead.
Yeah, you big aisle. Would you be interested in seeing proof that the 911 Commission report is a complete fraud on its own terms and its own premises and renders the attacks of September 11th a metaphysical impossibility as of 8:41 a.m.?
Well, I certainly would. Send me a link.
The general summary of Flight 11 contained in the first 45 pages.
Yeah, I certainly would. I think I probably have already... can you hear me okay, Bob? Bob, yep. What's wrong here? Can Bob not hear me? All right, Bob, I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, associate producer, will talk to you and try to figure this out. I apologize. All right, let's move along while we're waiting. Sal is calling from San Francisco. Sal, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. This is Sal. I'm the first time I call. What I want to say is that those conspiracy theories that everybody laughs about it, I don't think that they are so hard to believe, and I think everybody can suspect something like the invasion of Kuwait when Saddam Hussein went to Kuwait. He thought that he could go and do it.
Right.
Because they let it know that they let it believe that it was possible and it was gonna go away with it, and
right.
The same with September 11th. They know that's
right.
Gonna happen. They let it happen, and they benefit from it
mm-hmm.
for this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is very clear, because to kidnap an airplane is very difficult. To kidnap four airplanes on the same day at the same time is almost impossible.
Right.
This doesn't hold water. And besides that, the rest of the story, we know the story. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for what is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say that, well, the wrong is done. And I hope the American people, because it's the only way that we're going to turn this around, is that the American people wakes up
mm-hmm.
and do something about it.
I mean, well,
our elections, because elections, that's not going to happen. Now they know how to win elections. What are we going to do? Now they know how to win elections. This Republican gang, they have total impunity,
mm-hmm.
and they know. That's why they put this George Bush is like a Ronald Reagan. Remember, a bad actor, that it doesn't matter because the script is the enemy has to read the script. So, and they know that even if the people doesn't believe it, it doesn't matter because we have to just sit there and eat our popcorn and enjoy the show, and that's what is that they think that they are fooling somebody, but the rest of the world is watching.
Well, that's true. Sal, listen, you've put it very well, and I do appreciate your calling in. Thanks for your comments. I think most of the people who listen to this program completely agree with what you were saying. Sal, thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in. Virginia is calling from Seattle. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm calmed down now, but I just spent the last part of the hour calming my son down, who's a Vietnam veteran and suffers from post-traumatic stress and flashbacks and stuff. And I'd sometime like to make a tape, and he's given me his permission, and send it in to you so that your listeners can hear what it's like, what the parents suffer and their sons suffer after they've come back from a war that's totally unnecessary, like Iraq and Vietnam.
I know you're dealing with a tragic situation. Hold on, Virginia. I have to do a break here. We'll come back and pick up the conversation in just a couple of minutes. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I watched my cousin Bob. They even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your prime. Brainwashed under duress. Brainwashed by the media. You're brainwashed by the press. Brainwashed by computer.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364.
ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, let's go back to Virginia, who has called in from Seattle. Virginia, thanks for holding on.
Yeah.
Right, now, you're talking about your son, the Vietnam vet, who deals with PTSD and maybe sending a tape of what, his comments?
Flashbacks.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. I don't think that would be a good idea, but I understand what you're trying to say with that.
Yeah. Well, I also think that mothers of these vets should have Purple Hearts, Silver Stars, and Oak Leaf Clusters.
Yeah.
Too, for they're having gone through the war too, even if it is afterwards. And barring that, I think these congressmen that vote for all this crap should have their guest rooms emptied out and take in some of these vets that come back and can't find a job and suffer from this way.
Yeah.
There's just got to be some accountability for them that start these things. And frankly, I've given up on most of the Democrats. There's maybe a dozen congressmen in all that are any good at all. And being of Northern European, Nordic extraction, I'm for the Swedish style of government. And I hope people in this country wake up and see that they have a right to have the government that serves the people and not just the rich.
I assume that's a parliamentarian socialism. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. Now, my parents were communists, and I was put in a mental hospital for disagreeing with them. And it took me 30 years to talk my dad out of his worship of Joe Stalin. But I think that any form of government that gets too bureaucratic is doomed.
Well, if that's the case, and Virginia, thanks for checking in. If that's the case, then this one that is currently corrupting American democracy is out of here. Ray is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Ray.
I listen to your show every chance I get.
Thank you.
And I share your indignation and outrage on so many subjects, and I admire your passion. That being said, I want to tell you a brief story.
Okay.
I'm a cab driver. I hear a lot of interesting stuff, as you can imagine.
Uh-huh.
A few months ago, I had a customer in my cab from the East Coast who told me she was a 9/11 widow. She also told me she was convinced that the Bush administration planned and carried out the 9/11 attacks that killed her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she had two relatives who were high-ranking officers in the military that told her, yes, the government planned and carried out the attacks. Now, this didn't come as any surprise to me because I came to the same conclusions myself as a result of a lot of study and reading and things on the Internet, in particular David Ray Griffin's book,
right,
the new Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration and 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bush administration, the neocon-controlled media, presented us with a conspiracy theory that about 9/11 that simply doesn't hold water. It's not believable. And any time that they, Bush or Cheney or recently General Peter Pace, wants to justify any outrages they've committed, such as invasion of Iraq or the Patriot Act, torture, etc., they invoke 9/11.
Yes, they do.
They say that these illegal and immoral acts are justified because we live in extraordinary times and we face a peril with no precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the thing that bothers me, is that I listen to Air America Radio a lot, and with the exception of occasional mentions of this on your show, this is almost never discussed. I mean, I have the impression that people all across the political spectrum in this country are in a great state of denial about this subject. And I think we need to do everything possible to expose this crime, because if they did it once and they got away with it, they could easily do it again.
Maybe
a dirty bomb in the American city. Maybe a fake avian flu pandemic. then martial law. Okay? And where do you think Air America radio announcers will be then? Guantanamo, maybe.
Yeah, probably there. Ray, thanks. I appreciate what you had to say. I certainly agree with your sentiments. I will say this, that while I don't doubt the story of the woman in your cab, I feel very strongly that if there are officers, if there are soldiers in the U.S. military, any branch, who are officer rank, and they honestly believe that the civilian leadership in this country staged, planned, acquiesced to, or participated in the attack on September 11, 2001, then those officers, I think, are duty-bound to resign their commissions and go public immediately with either their opinions or their proof or both. To do otherwise is to be complicit in a plot to end representative government, democratic principles that that this country is, in different periods of its history, has made an effort to reach. I've said a million times, and you know this as well as I do, we are we know how this country was founded. But I do believe that we have tried at various times in our recent history to right the wrongs that we perpetrated. Not all, not anywhere near, but you understand what I'm saying. But any military officer who has information, not an opinion, but information, that this government, the Bush crime family, or any civilian government did, you know, what your passenger said, then they have to. They have to resign their commissions and go public. Stan is calling from California. Stan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Doing fine, Stan.
I was going to make a comment about Stanley Tukey Williams, but instead, I'd like to refute that last caller because it doesn't make any sense on the grounds that then Clinton would have to be responsible for the attack on the USS Cole because it was the same type of attack. It was a suicide, but it was with a boat instead of an airplane. So that would mean that the Clinton administration had set up the attack on the USS Cole.
Is Ariel Sharon responsible for suicide attacks against Israeli civilians in downtown Tel Aviv?
Well, what does that have to do with the
question? No, just answer the question. Come on, answer the question. Is Ariel Sharon responsible for suicide attacks in downtown Tel Aviv?
I would say no.
Okay. How is Clinton responsible for an attack that occurred halfway around the world in a place where we shouldn't be, by a group of organized terrorists who we know existed? We know about them. We know what they had done. We know what they did in Africa. We know what they did in various places around the planet. I don't know what you're trying to do. If you don't like Clinton, there are lots of ways to express your dislike for Clinton rather than implying or suggesting that he was involved in a plot to blow a hole in the side of a U.S. Naval vessel.
No, you're not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you accept the fact that
I understand. Wait a second.
USS Cole.
I understand what you're saying, and frankly, I think you're off on a wrong tangent here. In order to attack the Cole, all that was necessary was to put a boat in the water and send it over to where the Cole was berthed and blow a hole in it. In order to attack the United States of America in downtown, midtown, or lower Manhattan and the Pentagon, you have to defeat the most sophisticated defense system in the history of the human race. Now, do you want me to believe that the attack on the coal is somehow equal in a lack of protection of this country as an attack on America? Get real. Now I'm going to hang up, move on, because I think you're some kind of a nutcase. I don't think you had any intention of talking about Tukey Williams. I have no problem with people criticizing Clinton. I criticize Clinton, but don't try that. Don't try that Newsmax.com or that Rush Limbaugh crap. Okay, you're just not going to succeed on this program. You're not. You know, equating the attack on the coal with the attack on America. Jesus, get real, okay? Andy is calling from Pompano, Florida. Andy, welcome to the program. Hey, Andy.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that book about the new Pearl Harbor, but the other gentleman mentioned it because a while back you had mentioned you do think this organized crime administration that we have was involved. But there's another subject that I don't hear anybody talking about. I'm talking about what they call these contractors who are really mercenaries.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
getting paid between $120,000 and $160,000 a year. They got the best body armor. They got the best armor for their vehicles. They live in the best places, and they eat the best food, and our soldiers are getting $1,300 a month.
And you know what else is real cool about being one of those Blackwater or these other killers is that you can actually go kill people and not be held responsible.
Right. They're immune from any prosecution or anything they do.
Hold on a second. I'll come back to you in a minute, Andy. I got to take a break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. Nobody told me there'd be days like these.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
A liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, well, not much more. We're just about out of here. We are ending the Malloy program, the live portion, in about 10 minutes because of this ice storm that's hitting the North Georgia mountains. We'll be back tomorrow live, I certainly hope. Thanks to the crew, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac in New York, who engineered the program. D. Neal is our associate producer. Handles the phone calls and the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. The usual crew of bandits, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, the moderators at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Back to where'd our caller go? He's gone. Okay, well, then we shall move on. How about Michael in the Bronx? Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, no problem, Mike. Number one, since you have inclement weather, good luck and be careful getting home. I know the roads can be as slick as Bush and Cheney combined.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I heard that he made another one of his repetitive speeches again. And it made me think back to his first speech before attacking Iraq. And one particular line he said, you remember that he kept denying that this war was about oil, that in truth, what he says is about weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's one line he said to the Iraqis. He says, do not destroy the oil fields. Excuse me, but if he wasn't concerned about oil, what the hell is he doing worrying about oil fields for? So it caught him in a lie right there, and then it made me also think, after all this, where the hell is Osama bin Laden? And then I thought of perhaps the one place no one ever thought of made me thinking where bin Laden is.
The basement of the White House?
I was thinking that, somewhere in the White House. I mean, think about it. Why the hell is it that after 9/11, there was still an official order for all airlines to be grounded, but yet the bin Laden family, under Bush's orders, is flown out of the country.
Yeah.
Why is it about the special relationship between bin Laden and Bush? Why does he keep stonewalling the 9/11 commission? I mean, all these questions keep coming up, and every time you ask him the question, he always has this stupid, dopey-ass look on his face. I mean, can you imagine if he was single and you ask women, who would you prefer to go out with? They prefer King Kong over his dumbass look.
All right, Michael, you're all over the map. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you checking in. Appreciate you checking in, Michael. Let me see who else we got here. Jack is calling from Glendale, Arizona. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jack.
We got to defeat this Patriot Act number two. The Patriot Act is unpatriotic.
Well, if there are any Democrats in the United States Senate and any Republicans who still believe in the principles that are in our founding documents, it won't be passed. But I don't think enough. I don't think enough of those people exist anymore in Congress.
And I'm shocked at 47 Democrats. I don't know who to write to if they're not going to, you know, stand up for us.
Don't write to anybody. Just the next time the Democratic National Committee sends you a fundraising letter, just send the envelope back empty. Don't put a stamp on it. Make them pay the postage, and that's it. End of story. To hell with it.
Okay.
They don't pay any attention. The Democratic National Committee doesn't pay the least bit of attention to letters of protest from real Democrats. I know because I've tried. Other people have tried. They send me emails of the letters, copies of the letters they send and the responses they get. Nobody in the Democratic Party responds. So my attitude back to that is, well, screw them. You know, let them go to corporate America to get their money, as they have been doing. Let them become more right-wing. Let them nominate Hillary Clinton to be their presidential candidate, and to hell with it. Eventually, people will wake up and start supporting a political candidate who truly believes in the principles of democracy like the Democrats used to believe in. And until then, that's my 10-cent advice, is just don't support him, Jack. Don't send him a dime.
Remember Hillary? She was so gung-ho back when, in the 90s, when we were running, and she even came out strongly and said there was a vast right-wing conspiracy. And then now...
Well, she's part of it now.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Hillary has gone over to the dark side, as have an awful lot of Democrats, I think. Hey, Jack, I got to move on. Thanks. I appreciate it, pal. If you're a real Democrat, if you're a real Democrat, you don't listen to anybody's rhetoric, not the candidate's rhetoric, not mine, not your Aunt Betty's, not your spouse's. You do your own research and find out what the candidate's about. You know, what has he or she done, whether it's someone seeking re-election or someone just coming into the political arena. You take a look at the record, and if they're not really Democrat and they're running on the Democratic Party ticket, then it's your call. What I do now is immediately vote for the independent, and hoping that the independent is not a Nazi or not a religious freak. But I will not give a dime to the Democratic National Committee, nor will I support candidates that are approved by the Democratic National Committee unless I'm convinced that that Democrat is truly a Democrat. I just can't do it anymore. Can you? Can you do that? I know a lot of people still say, well, Mike, it's better than Bush. You know, Hillary Clinton is better than Bush. And to that I say, no, she's not. No, she's not. She simply is not. In what area is she better than Bush? You know, she wants more war in Iraq. She wants to further dump on poor people. She has no interest in a national health care system. She has no interest in supporting unions. She supports a flag-burning amendment. That's right. Nah, to hell with them. You know, she can spell better than Bush, that's for sure. Well, she's got an education, right? Thanks for participating tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Iraqis are heading to the polls in the country's historic parliamentary elections. At least 10 million Iraqis are expected to cast ballots to elect 275 members of Iraq's new parliament. About 150,000 Iraqi soldiers will be patrolling the streets to prevent attacks. They will be backed up by nearly 160,000 American troops who will intervene if necessary. Key Democrats are giving President Bush's latest Iraq speech a chilly reception. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha criticized the president's actions in Iraq during a Capitol News conference.
The administration's failure to work with our allies in Iraq and assemble a strong coalition has left the U.S. reputation across the globe tarnished.
Murtha is a decorated Vietnam veteran who recently split with President Bush over the war. Murtha has called on the president to start withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, redeploying them elsewhere. In earlier remarks, President Bush vowed not to withdraw from Iraq until victory is achieved. It was the last of four major presidential speeches designed to reverse the slide of U.S. public support for the war. Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics says the speeches put the president back on the path to being resolved in achieving victory in Iraq. Instead of being stubborn and without humility, Sabato says the tone of the president's speeches is changing.
The president has started to work a little humility into the speeches. He's admitted mistakes, and he started to turn the stubbornness back toward resoluteness.
Another major storm could make life miserable for people in the Midwest and along the East Coast. Weather bug meteorologist Joe Bartoszek says snow is already spreading across the Great Lakes region. By mid-morning, 3 to 6 inches of snow are possible in Wisconsin, Michigan, and the Chicago area. Bartoszek says the heaviest ice accumulations will be from South Carolina up into the Washington, D.C. area.
There we could see about 3/4 of an inch of ice in some on the high end, and that's, again, more than enough to cause trees and power lines to start coming down.
LAPD Chief William Bratton supports a plan to equip all the department's patrol cars with video cameras to save the city millions of dollars in lawsuits. Bratton says the cameras would provide video evidence when questions are raised about the actions of officers during traffic stops.
We've paid out tens of millions of dollars and continue to on liability suits against the city. And in many of these instances, we're paying money just to basically save the cost of defending the suits that because we're not able necessarily to disprove what's alleged.
The $25 million plan would be phased in over a period of years. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm watching MSNBC right now out of the corner of my eye, and I swear I see Brian Williams doing for George Bush what Monica did for Bill Clinton. No, couldn't be. Could it? Nah, not on family television. We have some clips from the interview conducted by Brian Williams with President Chucklenuts that we're going to play for here in just a moment. Speaking of Chucklenuts, his wife Laura was in Gulfport, Mississippi for the 48th time. I don't know, it's been a lot since the hurricane. And she urged parents in Gulfport, Mississippi to cling to normal holiday practices as families are trying to recover from Hurricane Katrina there and coping with family members who are caught in Bush's murder machine in Iraq. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being the spouse, in most cases the wife, of a soldier, and you live in the Gulf area, and your home has been destroyed, and of course your husband is over there fighting for the for the freedom of the Iraqi people. And at home, you and your 3 children are living in a tent. Wow. Anyway, Laura was down there to cheer everybody up. And she met with children and parents at a Naval Construction Battalion Center. And she said, there are still lots of people not spending Christmas in their homes, but I encourage families to have all the same traditions anyway. Now, I know. if one of the traditions was hanging a stocking on the mantle, and your mantle was splintered, and, oh, well, you know, what are you supposed to do? If you're living in a car, hang your stocking on the dashboard of the car? Would that work, Laura? She said to people during stops, oh, and she was accompanied by Santa, during stops in New Orleans and Mississippi, why wasn't she accompanied by someone being Jesus? You know, keep Christ in Christmas. There's a war on Christ. Oh, well. So she stopped in New Orleans and Mississippi and in Gulfport. She said, try not to be sad. I guess she was addressing the adults. It's very important for your children. Be happy. Be happy like I am. She recommended that the adults might have to reach out to, you know, family service groups and counseling services if needed. That is, if any are left standing in the devastated hurricane area. Yeah. You adults have to be happy. Come on now, buck up. Come on. Have you seen the tour of the White House? Well, you haven't. You haven't seen the White House Christmas? Well, she showed a short movie to the children called A Very Beasley Christmas. Now, that's about the Bush crime family's two Scottish terriers, Barney and Miss Beasley. This is the film with cameos of President Bush and other members of this murderous regime, and it shows off the White House holiday decor as it tells the tale of Barney becoming jealous when his sister gets more attention than he gets. Now, can you imagine? You're just a little kid sitting there, and home consists of a pile of rubble, broken glass, shards of metal. A space where your bed used to be is now just covered in filthy, filthy swamp water. But look here! Look in the White House with Santa and Ms. Laura. Ms. Laura come down here with Santa Claus to talk to us chillin. Isn't that nice of Ms. Laura? Ms. Laura, you folks sure enough do know how to live. I wish we had things like that. But that's okay. We got love. We have Jesus down here in the bayou. But we would love to have things like you got, Ms. Laura, like electricity, like lights and maybe some heat. Ms. Laura, it got down to 41 degrees this morning here in New Orleans. That's cold, Ms. Laura. Were you that cold, Ms. Laura? You were? My goodness. I can't stand this. The trip marked the seventh time that Pickles has sashayed her useless ass into communities affected by these hurricanes, where not only are they dealing with destruction and death and no reconstruction and no place to live, but their fathers are off committing murder in the name of her husband. Or their fathers are off being murdered in the name of her husband. Or their fathers are off being maimed and wounded and injured in the name of her husband. Jesus Christ, do these people have no bottom-out point where they stop this and start acting like human beings? Well, no, Mike. This is the Bush crime family. It's astonishing.
Now, Mike, everyone can have a happy holy day season free from all sorts of nasty and unnecessary emotions like sadness, and anger, and fear, and anxiety through the wonders of modern pharmaceuticals. So listen, kids, just deck that dashboard, share a cup of kindness and a bottle of Xanax with the underprivileged minority friend of your choice this weekend, and you too can experience the ultimate joy of a detached and unresponsive holy day season. Works for me.
Laura spent nearly an hour at the CB Center in Gulfport, Mississippi, where children ranging in age from preschoolers to pre-teenagers made Christmas ornaments out of paper and beads and cotton balls. Nothing like you'd find at the White House, of course, but it's very cute and quaint, isn't it? Why, looky here. Miss Laura, come over here and looky here what our children have made. Now, all we gave them was some paper and some old muddy, rusty beads and some of them old cotton balls. But Miss Laura, look here. Look what our children have made. Isn't it? Do you like that? Huh? Many of these children witnessed the destruction of their homes and the ending of their neighborhoods. When Katrina blew ashore August 29th, this is December 13th, and they're still living under fabric tents in the muck and the mud. And here comes Laura Bush. Hi, kids. I have a movie called A Very Beasley Christmas. It's about our family's two Scottish Terriers. Now, you little vagrants wouldn't know what a Scottish Terrier is, as one came up and bit you on the ass. But they're doggies. They're doggies. And as you watch the movie, I want you to see how nice the White House looks. Do you like all the fruit on the table there? Look at all the flowers. Look at the Christmas trees. Aren't they beautiful? All those gifts. All the little chocolate Santas, the candy canes. And what do you go home to? What are you staying in, little Johnny? I live in a 1978 station wagon. Uh-huh. Good God. Do you have a puppy? Look at our puppies here. Do you see our puppies here in the Beasley? See that one there? That one there is Barney, and that one there is Miss Beasley. Did you have a puppy? Did it live through the hurricane? It didn't. It got dead. My. Don't be depressed now. Put on a happy face. Be like my husband and me. We love Christmas. Any of you adults want some of my Valium?
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, will advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs, you can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571. 9571.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. So over at Democratic Underground, on one of the threads there, a post by Coco, K-O-K-O-0-1, Coco-0-1. And Coco-0-1 asks a fairly simple question. Shouldn't Laura Bush have supported a Toys for Tots type thing for the hurricane kids? Coco writes, I can't think of any Democratic First Lady who wouldn't have put together a program for helping those in the Gulf still living in tents. Jackie Kennedy, Lady Bird, Rosalynn Carter. I can't speak for them, but First Ladies used to spearhead campaigns to help the needy. Certainly Laura could have worked with foundations and her wealthy friends to do something for the kids down there. Private investment is what they're all about, yet not a word for thousands suffering on the Gulf. Some of us DUers, Coco writes, who have been around through a few presidents, must remember when First Ladies weren't just showing off the fresh blooms on the all things bright and beautiful White House tree. It's as if no one exists for them, and the media never calls them on it. I guess folks are more concerned about Donald Trump than the lifestyles of the rich and famous to care. Well, Coco-01, I hate to rain on the parade, but the Bush crime family, and I know you meant it ironically, but the Bush crime family, there's no such thing as offering comfort or nurturing or trying to be the national mommy and daddy. You know, to some extent. That's what the president and the first lady are supposed to be, the national mommy and daddy. So that when there are moments that require a cuddle,
metaphorically speaking, or a kind word. The national mommy and daddy can rise to the occasion, unless it happens to be these two drug addicts. I wonder if Laura has figured out the name of the hurricane that destroyed Gulfport, Mississippi, and brought all these little chillin' into such a terrible, terrible position for children. Ah, but buck up. Buck up, little chillin'. It's all right. Jesus loves you. Do you want to see my movie about Miss Beasley again? Do you want to see what happy people, how they share a Christmas? I want you to look at the White House. Now, as the doggies go running around, did you have a doggie? Did it get hit in the head by flying debris and get decapitated? That's a big word, isn't it? Decapitated. That means its little head got ripped off. Maybe you can find a new doggy out there in the swamps. You know, unless the snakes and the alligators that came crawling up as a result of the flooding ate them all. Ah, you are cute little kids. Come on over here so I can scratch your heads, because you know that brings good luck. Come here. Let me scratch your head. Ooh, does that feel good? Do you like that? It's so sick. What? You say your doggie got disassembled? No, no, no. That means to not tell the truth. How do they do it? How do these people do it? How do they do it? The president of St. Bernard Parish said that more than 3 months after, this is in New Orleans, more than 3 months after thousands of people were blown away by Hurricane Katrina, they still haven't provided, they being this corrupt, filthy, degenerate, murderous Bush crime family, they still have no place to live. The president of St. Bernard Parish, Henry Jr. Rodriguez, told CNN today, "We got a serious situation in St. Bernard Parish. We got people living in tents and automobiles. We got people living in barns. We got people living in tents. This is the beginning of winter. This is unacceptable. The temperature this morning was 41 degrees. There is a site," Rodriguez said, "with 50 to 55 trailers operational, and another may be able to handle 45 trailers within a couple of days, but the 100 or so trailers fall short of the 12,000 needed for the number of people estimated to return home in St. Bernard Parish." You remember St. Bernard Parish. That's where that poor man got on there and cried about his co-worker's dead mama, kept calling, "You going to come and get us today? We're trying, mama. You going to come and get us today? We're trying, mama." You remember St. Bernard Parish, don't you, truth seeker? Adding to Rodriguez's frustration is the fact that 1,400 trailers are sitting unused in St. Bernard Parish because FEMA has not agreed to pay for them. There are 5,000 FEMA trailers sitting in Arkansas, but FEMA hasn't decided to pay for them. There are 125,000 trailers ready to be delivered, but FEMA has not decided to pay for them. Now, come on, chillin', don't be sad. This is the day of our Lord. I want you to get in your car and decorate that dashboard.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken. Because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard, free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I blew out my flip-flop.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Stand away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt.
25 before the hour, female. Due respect, but the man who cried about his co-worker's mother's horrific death was Aaron Broussard, president of Jefferson Parish. Thank you. It wasn't the parish that I said, St. Bernard, Jefferson Parish. All right, speaking of alcohol and Margaritaville, let's listen to a couple of clips from Brian Williams of NBC Nightly News, his interview last night with Mr. Bush following that Iraq speech yesterday in Philadelphia. I'll try to do this as straight as I can. The question is Bush in a bubble. You remember one time he said, it's like being in a bubble. Brian Williams asked this question. Now, Mr. President, how do you wake up on a Monday morning? You expect him to say, what's your favorite color? I brought some visual aids. I have Newsweek in Time, Mr. President. Look, here's the cover of Newsweek. Look what they've done to you. Bush's world, the isolated president. Can he change? And inside Time, it says Bush's search for his new groove. Time magazine says you're out there talking to people. Newsweek says you're in here not talking to people. So, golly, what is the truth, Mr. President?
Well, I'm talking to you. You're a person.
This says you're in a bubble, and you have a very small circle of advisors now.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Do you feel in
a bubble?
No, I don't feel in a bubble. I mean, you feel in a bubble in the sense that I can't go walking out the front gate and go shopping like I'd love to do for my wife, although I may. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to buy her.
I understand.
I feel like I'm getting really good advice from very capable people, and that people from all walks of life have, you know, informed me and informed those who advise me. And I feel very comfortable that, first time I've seen those magazines, by the way.
Now, do you read this kind of stuff?
No.
No. You don't read the news weeklies and all that?
I really don't.
Oh, well, there's a shocker. Huh, Brian? Almost makes you want to wet your pants, doesn't it, Brian? There's a real shocker. Do you read this kind of stuff? No. You don't read the news weeklies? I really don't. Ooh, let me clamp my knees together, Mr. President, because I just may pee all over myself with that bit of news. I get great advice from my advisors who give me great advice to whom I listen, some of whom are unindicted criminals like Cheney and Turd Blossom. Oh, by the way, it's the first time I'm seeing this magazine. What's the name of it? Timmy? Timmy? No, that's Time, Mr. President. Time. Oh, Do you read this kind of stuff? No. You don't read the news weeklies? I really don't. You know, I like to go out the front gate and go shopping for my wife out the front gate. I'd like to go out the front gate and go shopping, you know, for my wife. And Brian Williams is right there, just moisture all over him. You know, he's just broken out in like a sweat. It's just dripping. So does Bush read anything? Inquiring minds still want to know. So Brian Williams says, wait. Once and for all. And I know you've had some fun with members of the press on this subject, you bad boy. Once and for all, how much television news do you really watch? Come on. How much do you read the morning papers? Come on, the news magazines. How much do you see in an average week? Come on.
Every morning I look at the newspaper.
See?
I can't say I've read every single article in the newspaper, but I definitely know what's in the news. Occasionally I watch television. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
That's right.
Occasionally.
Yeah, that's
working at that point.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
As are you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But I'm very aware of what's in the news. I'm aware because I see clips. I see
summaries.
I have people on my staff that walk in on every morning and say, this is how I see it. This is what's brewing today.
But you yourself said to a reporter, I think it was Britt Hume, that you preferred to get the news orally from your aides.
Orally?
Well, that's one way to look at it. I mean, I read the newspaper.
Okay.
And I can tell you what the headlines are.
Oh, good for you, genius. Oh, Jesus, I'm so proud of our president. He can tell you what the headlines are. Orally? Hold on. Just a second, Mr. President. Orally? Isn't that orally? You get what from who? Orally? What is it? What is it you get? This is how I see it. I see clips. I see summaries. I don't read them. I see them. I didn't read that summary from, August the something about Bin Laden wanting to use airplanes to blow things up. I didn't read that one. So basically your staff reads to you. That's what you're saying, right? You half-wit. That's okay. I read to Molly every day, too. Reading is good. Big Bear, what do you see? I see a flamingo looking at me. Flamingo, what do you see? I see a camel looking at me. I can tell you what the headlines are. This is great. This is where Bush denies he's a racist. You can decide that one for yourselves. Mr. Williams says, and Mr. President, after the hurricane tragedy, I heard someone ask rhetorically. I heard someone somewhere. Where was it? Where did I hear that? I don't know. I heard someone ask rhetorically, what if this had been Nantucket, Massachusetts, or Inner Harbor, Baltimore, or Chicago, or Houston? Are you convinced, Mr. President, the response would have been the same? Was there any social or class or race aspect to your response?
You know, a couple of people said Bush didn't respond because of race, because he's a racist, or alleged that. That is absolutely wrong, and I reject that. Frankly, that's the kind of thing that you can call me anything you want.
Really?
Do not call me a racist.
Okay, you dumb bastard. You rancid son of a bitch. What else can I say and not lose my license? You can call me anything you want, but don't call me a racist. Okay, let me see. You toad sucker. You murderer. God. You know, if he gets something orally there, Brian Williams may have stumbled on something. Maybe we can impeach him after all. Big Trooper, what do you see? I see an improvised explosive device pointed at me. This one is probably my favorite of this oral thing that Brian Williams did for Bush. Williams asked him a rather simple question on mistakes in Iraq. And Bush can't remember the question. Listen to this. Williams says, a lot of people have seen in this series of speeches you're giving on Iraq a movement in your position. They call it an acknowledgement that perhaps the mission has not gone as it was originally planned, do you think? 3 points, Mr. President, that the U.S. would be welcomed as liberators, that General Shinseki, when he said this would take hundreds of thousands of troops in his farewell speech, might have been right. And third, that it wasn't a self-sustaining war in terms of the oil revenue. Do you concede any of those 3 points that, you know, things might not have gone as planned?
Review them with me again.
Number one, that we'd be welcomed as liberators.
I think we are welcomed, but it was not a peaceful welcome. There were some in society, the rejectionists and the Saddamists, and the terrorists that had moved in to stir them up. They said we're going to prevent a democracy from emerging.
Saddamists, those are like sodomites, right? There were some in society, rejectionists and the sodomites and the terrorists that moved in to stir them up. We were welcomed. It just wasn't a peaceful welcome. Jesus Christ, Brian, what do you expect? We did get welcomed. Do you know how we got welcomed? We got 30,000 dead Iraqis. We got 16,000 wounded Americans. We got almost 2,200 dead Americans. What do you call that if not a welcome? What the hell's wrong over there at NBC? Jesus, don't you people get it? Now, I like you when you first came in here, Brian. You were getting all slathery and getting down on your knees. But, Jesus, what do you mean? Of course we were welcomed. What do you call a welcome? My goodness, Brian. You got to calm down now. We still have two more things to do here, you and me. Let me have Laura bring in a little punch. You want some punch? Pow! Ha ha ha, it's an old joke. I got that when I was at Yale.
Gloves and shoes, there's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's nobody home. There's nobody home.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Love it when you speak your mind. Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time. There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything...
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Okay. Continuing very carefully to spell out each fragment of his three-part question for old Chucklenuts, Brian Williams continues with the second part of his question, and he asks again, was the force in Iraq, looking back, too small for the job?
I remember the debate at the time. I remember John McCain, for example, saying you needed more troops. But I relied upon the judgment of General Tommy Franks. I felt then and I felt now that we had the troop levels we needed. History will make that determination.
And how about the oil revenues?
You mean on the Iraqi side?
Yes.
Yes, they're not as great as we thought they'd be, yet they're substantial.
You mean on the Iraqi side? No, Chucklenuts. In China? No. In South Carolina? No. In the North Sea? History will make the determination? It doesn't take a historian to see the river of blood you've left in Iraq, you giggling killer. Now, you said I could call you anything I wanted, just don't call you racist. Okay, pig man. What about the oil revenues? Brian Williams wants to know. Oh, Brian, you're so fey. You really are. Oh, Brian! What about the oil revenues, Mr. President? Let's talk about the oil revenues, huh? Because I'm just a dumbass pretty face on NBC. You know, I work for NBC. You know, I took over for Tom Brokaw. I'm NBC. So what about those oil revenues, you old devil, you? What about? You mean on the Iraqi side? Yeah, those ones. They're not as great as they thought we thought they'd be? Yet they're substantial? Really, is that right, huh? Where's the money going, Chucklenuts? Here's the last one. Listen to all the lies in this answer. Either they're lies or scary delusions. Either way, he's a dangerous man. He's an evil man. And I'm not talking about Brian Williams. Brian Williams is a jackass. Brian Williams says, do you believe this war was an elective on your part? Or did this have to come out of 9/11? Now listen to that question. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part? Huh? No trick question, George. I'm just Brian Dumbass Williams, and that's my question. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part?
Interesting question. Well, first of all, troops don't move unless I give the order. So from that sense, it was elective. I could have said, no, we'll try to, hope for the best with Saddam Hussein. Remember, at the time, we didn't know the facts on the ground. Everybody thought the guy had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knew that he had used weapons of mass destruction and had provided safe haven for terrorists. I mean, those were facts. Whether or not it had to happen, it didn't have to happen since a human being made the decision. Whether or not it needed to happen, I'm still convinced it needed to happen.
You said again today, if you had it to do all over again, you'd do it again the same way.
I would.
I wish there were lots more nations I could invade and destroy. Listen to this sick bastard. Everybody thought the guy had weapons of mass destruction. No, Colin Powell didn't. Dick Cheney didn't. These people are on the record, Chuckle Nuts. As a matter of fact, on that Mike Malloy program the other night, he read the quotes from those very people. We don't have to go to the surrender monkeys in France. We don't have to go to those crazy spaghetti eaters in Italy. We don't have to go to those rosary bead counters in Spain. We can just stay right inside your little bubble, your White House. Everybody was telling you, Chuckle Nuts, including the psychopath that now runs the Pentagon. Don't you remember right before the attack, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, on America on September 11th, they all gave testimony in front of a congressional committee? Saddam's not a threat. Iraq has no weapons. Nothing there. Hadn't had weapons in 10 years. There is no nuclear program. Don't you remember that, Chuckle Nuts? Huh? You don't? Apparently Brian Williams doesn't remember that. Brian Williams doesn't remember that at all. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part, Mr. President? Or did this have to come out of 9/11? Oh, Brian. Brian, somebody will take you out behind NBC and have a chat with you about the way you question a psychopathic murderer. Did this have to come out of 9/11? Brian, did you really ask that question? Pretty boy, did you? Did you really ask that question? And the follow-up. After Bush says, everybody thought this guy had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knew that he'd used weapons of mass destruction and had provided safe haven for terrorists. I mean, those were facts. And Brian Williams' incisive, insightful, penetrating, just Edward R. Murrow-style question follow-up. You said today if you had to do it all over again, you would. Is that right, Mr. President? Huh? God, I love interviewing you, sir. Do you know what this does for my reputation? I can sit here and just... Do you like my hand on your inner thigh, Mr. President? Isn't that comforting? Isn't that nice? Do you like that? Huh? What was that we were talking about? You get... What? From orally? Did you... I don't know. It just... Ooh. Oh, don't do that.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back. Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing.